Greetings, everyone, and welcome to podcast number one with me, Larissa Dixon, the Love Connection Girl. Since this is the first podcast, I thought I would go into a little bit about me. Last year in 2018, I became a best-selling author of the book I Wish I Had Syndrome, How to Live a Life with Minimal Regrets. My inspiration for the book was spending the last decade at a local nursing home leading services every Sunday. Getting to deal with people at the end of their life taught me how to live life to the fullest. Now, I would love to take that and show you how to do the same thing. Also, I have a professional background. Over the last 30 plus years, I've owned and operated several profitable business ventures that have inspired over 500,000 business owners from startups to million-dollar companies to live joyful and financially comfortable lives. Two of my six-figure companies I started with less than $100 and only a high school education. I have to tell you that I'm very proud of. What I am most thankful for having my own companies is the time that it gave me and the flexibility. Part of the year I did have clients. I've had a tax service as one of my main businesses, and I would meet with them one-on-one. But a good portion of the year, I could set my own schedule, which gave me benefits like being a full-time mom. I can tell you I wouldn't trade that for anything. Some of the other benefits, I was able to volunteer on an extensive basis. And now I can still do a lot of what I've always done, thanks to things like the internet, these wonderful podcasts, and all the other great tools that are at our disposal. What this podcast is going to be about is going to be covering what I call the 12 foundations of life. The first one is going to be about God, spiritual. You know, basically something that is above yourself. Two, relationships. Getting to love others and being loved, for me, is the main reason for getting up each day. I'm also going to talk about three, health and wellness. Keeping yourself physically as healthy as possible so that you have the stamina to enjoy life. Four, self-care. Remember to always take care of yourself. Five, this is a biggie. Finances. Going to go in depth at a couple different levels, not just personal finances, but business finances. You know, I believe that money has three stages. You earn it, manage it, and then you make it work for you. Another very important area number six, is personal development. In order to grow, we must remain teachable and learn something on a daily basis. Area seven is career. Whether you work for somebody else as a W-2 employee or you have your own company, it's basically your career. And I've learned we have to have careers that we truly enjoy and that we love and help us move forward. I have some other things that I do. What I love is helping people monetize their passion. Here's one of the more fun ones. Eight, romance. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a partner in your life, cherish them. Also, item number nine, which is fun and recreation. Life is to be enjoyed. We have to have a balance of fun, recreation, get out, do things, have hobbies. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Maybe it's just, you know, going to the park and having a picnic with friends. It might be just, for me, sometimes having fun is sitting in the backyard and watching the flowers grow, which is a really nice, slow process that I really enjoy. 10, home. Home is not just about a house. It is a safe place to spend time with loved ones. 11, personal physical space. This is about creating a space of your own. It doesn't matter whether it's the garage, maybe someplace outside. There's a favorite commercial that I always have to laugh at, and they call it the she shed. Maybe it's going to be a craft room in the house, or if you have limited space, maybe it's just that special corner. I've got a couple of special spots in my house. One of my favorites is in my home office. I have a glider rocker, and I love to just sit in there and enjoy and relax and just kind of my thinking spot. Also, I have another spot I absolutely love. I had a custom-made chair years ago. It's a 1.5 chair and it's a recliner. I love to crochet, but it was always such a pain to try to figure out where to put all my crochet needles and everything. And this way, I can put all of my stuff right there next to me. And then area number 12 that we're going to talk about is community. It's really important to take stock in what you have around you, whether it's maybe just the neighbor next door, people across the street, or people in your community to do outreach, to be a servant to others, but also let others serve you. For me, part of my community is some of our shopping malls that I love to go visit people, grocery stores. We have a lot of local fruit stands. Another thing, especially in my area, I'm in a small town called Spokane, Washington. We have a lot of business owners that run their own businesses, so it's wonderful. I can go hit thrift stores, small shops, and actually get to talk to the owners. So community for me is pretty important. Like I said, let me start that one over again. This podcast is going to be here to help you. I want you to live the fullest life possible in all areas of life. Well, that is everything I have for today, and I look forward to meeting up with you again next week. Have a great day, everyone.